I'm speaking with Sonia Patineau from the Centennial Theatre. She's the communications officer, and they're launching their new season, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what's in store, what's coming up. How are you doing today, Sonia?
Very well, thank you. Centennial Theatre and Luce Couture particularly, who's our director, is very, very pleased to be launching this new season, in which we have entitled Color Your World for 2013-2014. And the season is composed of several series, so namely dance, classical music, jazz, world music. We always have an off series, and this year we have a new series called the Centennial Lounge Sessions, where we'll have some guests performing in the lobby with bar service. It's been a bit of a request, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, wow. So it sounds like you've got a little bit of everything there.
Mm-hmm. Right now it's subscription time, so people have till June 28th to subscribe to one of the series. And by doing that, they obtain a bonus show. And throughout the season, they're also entitled to a reduced rate. And also this year, which is a very special thing, Jessie Cook is coming to visit us this year. And only subscribers will be able to purchase their tickets before individual tickets go on sale in late August. And if you don't mind, I'll just talk a bit about the series. And sort of explain what they're all about.
We would like to know about that, yes.
Okay, well, I guess Centennial Theatre is very, very well known for its dance series. It's always very elaborate. And for the fifth year, we are sharing a dance series with the Centre Culturel de l'Université de Sherbrooke. That allows us to sort of broadcast the dance series throughout Sherbrooke to a wider audience. So we have in all 11 performances, and people can choose 5 shows to create their subscription. So there's Montréal Danse coming with a show called Prisme with Benoît Lachambre, who is a well-known, world-renowned choreographer, and the first time he comes in the region. Eastern Township dweller Paul-André Fortier, who was recently named Officer of the Order of Canada, is coming with a show called Vertige. And we have some regular dance companies who always come and visit us at, on a regular basis. We have Cap Public presenting Gold, which is a show for kids. It's a contemporary dance show, but with the music of Bach, played by Glenn Gould, the Goldberg Variation. People are very, very familiar with that music. And so there's an array of contemporary dance and playfulness. There are certain smaller groups. There are solo artists. There are small duets, and Centre Culturel is also presenting the bigger shows with like a Belle Jazz de Montréal and a group from New York called Abraham in Motion, and that's for the dance series.
Well, that sounds like quite a lineup, and it sounds like it's for all ages, basically.
Absolutely,
too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's everyone. A wide range of people, a wide range of audience members can come and attend. There's something for everybody. There's very dramatic. There's very playful. There's very some things that are a bit more cerebral, and other things that are just very lots of physicality. And there's something for everybody. And so right now our website is not completely up to date. The PDF version of our program is online. The paper version should come out in about a week and a half. The links aren't up yet, but people, if they're curious enough, will be able to go dig a little bit deeper with the names of the artists. Next, our series is the music series, which are mostly afternoon concerts. We have a Baroque orchestra. We have a wonderful soprano named Simone Osborne, and she's doing a tribute to the late Maureen Forster, our great Canadian soprano. We have a quartet, Le Quatuor Molinari, and they're performing contemporary classical music. A young pianist by the name of Pavel Kolesnikov, who's from Russia, he just won a really prestigious award last season. And the season will close with a Chinese-born Canadian pianist, Ang Lee, who will probably do some master classes with some students from the area for when she comes in late March. We have a jazz series, and we have saxophonist Rémi Bolduc coming with a new CD called Random Masters, and he's worked a lot with exactly random music, and I'm very curious to see what that's going to be all about. We have the trio Jérôme Beaulieu, which was recognized by Radio-Canada as a revelation 2013 in their jazz series, and we have an Israeli pianist comes with this trio. His name is Shai Mastro, and he's coming in late March. For world music, Peruvian singer named Patricia Cano, Gypsy Voices by Urs Karpats, lady from Mali, her name is Fatoumata Diawara, and we'll end the world music series with a good old Louisiana party with Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. It promises to be a really great evening, and we'll be able to welcome spring with them on March 21st. As I mentioned earlier, Jesse Cookie's coming. He's not part of any series. We couldn't place him anywhere, but he's coming. Last time he was here was about 5 years ago, so we're looking forward to seeing him again. And as I said, subscribers can get their tickets way earlier before everybody else right now by subscribing, whereas the other people will have to wait until August 19th when individual tickets are on sale. And one last series is, we call it the Off Series. Again, it's a series where people can choose all kinds of things. There are 10 suggestions. You choose 5 of these shows and you create your own series. So if you want, you don't want to commit to your own to a series per se, you become the boss. You
right.
become the programmer. So we have Montreal's Saga Poule. They are an instrumental band. They play a mix of klezmer and manouche jazz music. Jill Barber comes back for a third visit with a French album called Chanson.
Oh, wow. I don't want to miss that one myself.
No, she's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah.
David Miles is coming now. David Miles has been in the news lately. He's got this great song called My Inner Ninja with Classified, this great hip-hop artist from Canada.
Yes.
So he's the one saying, "I bet the rules before I broke them." Anyway, so
he's
riding on that wave, but he's coming as a solo artist. Last time he was here, he opened for Joel Plaskett. Now he's headlining the show, so we're very happy to have him in October.
And when will that be?
That's October 20th.
Okay.
White Horse, featuring Melissa McClellan, a great Canadian singer, and Luc Doucet, a wonderful Canadian guitarist. They're a couple in real life, but they're also a team on stage, and they're called White Horse, and that's November 8th. Montreal jazz singer and pianist Elizabeth Shepherd is coming to see us, and I think the biggest, I think our more an exciting moment to come is Martha Wainwright. She gives her first performance at Centennial on November 20th, 30 years after her mother, Kate McGarrigle, was here playing with her sister.
Amazing.
I know, yeah. Imagine 30 seasons later. It's pretty, really phenomenal how, you know, this everything comes full circle.
Right.
A couple more things. Ben Charret, great guitarist. He created the music for the movie Les Triplettes de Belleville. That movie 10 years ago won an Oscar, was nominated for an Oscar for the music and for the movie as such. After that, Émile-Claire Barlow, also in French, just in time for Valentine's Day. She's coming on February 12th with her new album called Seul ce soir. And we have a duet of twin sisters called Similia. One plays the flute, the other one plays guitar, and they're the Labri twins. And also we have Sarah Sleen, who is bringing music from her latest album called Land and Sea. There's a lot of orchestral or arrangements with that. She is a great, great pop star in Canada, so we're very, very happy to have her come. And she's going to be around the end of the season in April 2014.
Okay, well, no doubt there's a lot of great entertainment there.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
And when does this kick off again?
Well, the actual season starts in the fall, but right now, right this minute, subscription time is now. If you want to get the best seats, the best deals, buy your Jessica tickets before everybody else, the time is now. So we invite people to go on the website, centennialtheatre.ca, or call the box office. If you're already made up your mind, you can call Chantal at 819-822-9692. Have a look in the program. There's also a survey. We want to know what you like. What is it that makes you tick? What is it that will make you come back to Centennial Theatre? And by participating in that survey, you can also you're eligible to win a gift certificate from one of our sponsors, a travel agency. So browse through all those pages and give us a call, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Sonia, for sharing all of this with us today.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
And good luck with the new season.
Thank you.